Watching the classic Christmas movie, It's a Wonderful Life, is a beloved tradition for millions. Its director, Frank Capra, always said his film was, in part, about the beauty of life in small-town America. One little town in Rhode Island believes it was the inspiration for this holiday favorite. Pamela Watts of Ocean State Media has that story. It's part of our arts and culture series, Canvas.
The Christmas classic, It's a Wonderful Life, starring Jimmy Stewart, was filmed on a Hollywood set. Seneca Falls, New York boasts it's the model for the beloved movie Small Town.
Hey, George, don't take any plug nickels.
But hold the popcorn. Could Little Compton have also played a big role? Town historian and native Marjorie O'Toole says clues of the connection are sprinkled throughout the film.
Is it kind of a given that people in Little Compton do believe that they are really a part of It's a Wonderful Life, the movie?
Oh, we're 100% in on that.
That certainty began here. Hollywood husband and wife scriptwriting team of Francis Goodrich and Albert Hackett, who created the screenplay, often vacationed at the Goodrich family cottage.
Francis and Albert summered on Bailey's Ledge in Little Compton, on the Bailey family farm. And so I think the fact that they named their incredibly sympathetic main character, George Bailey, is an absolute tie to this summer home, summer community that they loved.
Need more proof? In the church cemetery on Little Compton's Town Common, here lies George Bailey, and nearby, Mary Bailey.
Hey, Mary.
As I was lumbering down the street, down the street, down the street.
Goodrich and Hackett borrowed other area names, too.
The folks in Seneca Falls may argue this, but Little Compton sits in between two cities, New Bedford and Fall River. And so I think the fact that the town in the movie is called Bedford Falls is a direct combination of the names of those two cities.
That may all seem a coincidence until this scene in the movie.
You had me worried. One of the oldest trees in Pottersville.
Pottersville?
There's actually a Pottersville neighborhood in Little Compton.
Today, it's a perfectly beautiful little neighborhood in Little Compton. But 100 years ago, Pottersville was one of the poorer neighborhoods in Little Compton where working class people would have lived and worked.
Senior digital producer Dan Medeiros of the Herald News in South Coast, Massachusetts, has traced another local tie to the movie.
I found that someone from It's a Wonderful Life was born in Fall River. And I thought, well, who could that be? I know I've seen the movie a million times.
Don't blink. The photo of the pharmacist's deceased son is the headshot of actor Glenn Vernon. Medeiros discovered Vernon wasn't even credited in the movie, but he got paid.
That actor from Fall River was a part of it. A very, very small part, but he was a part nonetheless.
At first, Vernon didn't mention he was in It's a Wonderful Life, which flopped at the box office, winning only one Oscar for special effects. All the snow in the movie was made of soap flakes, sugar, water, and fire extinguisher foam. As for Vernon...
Was he ever like, I'm the guy from It's a Wonderful Life?
Well, kind of, yeah. He would add that to his credit. He would become like a background actor or just like bit parts. He was in Lassie. He was in an episode of Columbo. He's in the movie Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Meantime, Goodrich and Hackett would go on to write other screenplays, including the Thin Man detective movies, the characters Nick and Nora based on their own witty and close marriage. Eventually, the couple won a Pulitzer Prize and a Tony Award for their stage play, The Diary of Anne Frank. And back in Little Compton,
every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
But even if you're skeptical about Little Compton being this prototype for the story, is it a wonderful life in Little Compton?
Oh, it's always a wonderful life in Little Compton.
To my big brother, George, the richest man in town.
Every time I watch the movie, I keep my eyes open for additional connections.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Pamela Watts in Little Compton, Rhode Island.